Chapter 2. The Origins of Protestantism. All branches of Christianity, Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant, claim a common origin from Jesus Christ. Jesus, according to the Christian scriptures, established a new covenant between God and his chosen people. The new covenant continues and completes the old covenant God made with the Jewish people. Matthew's gospel is associated with the early Jewish Christian community. It introduces the reader to how the early Christian church in Jerusalem and its environs believed that Jesus brought a new law that complemented the old law. It also explains how Jesus was the Messiah, or the anointed king, promised to the Jewish people. While presenting the differences between the old law and the new law, this gospel also attempts to show how Jesus Christ continues the spirit of the Jewish law and fulfills the promises of the prophets. Matthew's gospel thus cannot be completely understood without a knowledge of Judaism, nor can Christianity. The Chosen People. To appreciate the gospel of Matthew, then, one must go back to the beginning of God's plan as Christians understand it. One must go back to the Jewish scriptures. According to the first book of the Jewish scriptures, Genesis, the Jewish people descended from a wandering herdsman, Abraham, who left Ur in Babylonia and under God's guidance headed toward a land that God promised him and his offspring. Through Abraham, the Lord God made a covenant with his chosen people. He promised that he would watch over them, that they would be his people, and that they would become a great nation. He also expected that on their part they would live as he expected, and that they would give their neighbors an example of how God wanted all men to live. The Ten Commandments. According to Exodus, the second book of the Bible, God renewed his agreement with the descendants of Abraham. He did so by giving Moses and his people the Ten Commandments and other laws. These commandments gave more specific directions to the Jewish people, telling them what God expected of his chosen ones. By following these commandments, they showed that they were God's faithful people. 1. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. 2. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. 3. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 4. Honor your father and your mother. 5. You shall not murder. 6. You shall not commit adultery. 7. You shall not steal. 8. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. 9. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. 10. You shall not covet your neighbor's house, his field, or anything that is your neighbor's. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 6 through 21. The Coming of a Savior. According to Jewish accounts, God's chosen people entered the Promised Land. Over time, they created kings. David and Solomon were the most famous. The kingdom, however, later split into two parts, Israel and Judah. Each of these kingdoms in turn was captured by the Assyrians and the Babylonians. The descendants of Abraham and David then frequently found themselves dominated by foreign nations. These various captivities helped build among the Jewish people a hope for a new leader who might free them from slavery. In these struggling years before Jesus Christ's birth, the prophets, starting with Isaiah, foretold the coming of a Messiah, a Savior who would redeem his people and restore the kingdom of God. The Messiah was pictured in different ways by Jewish writers. Some thought he would return as a military leader, overthrowing their oppressors. Others expected him to be a great teacher. Still others imagined him, according to the prophecy of Jeremiah, as a suffering servant. Matthew's gospel presents Jesus Christ as a descendant of Abraham and David. Jesus is thus portrayed, like Abraham, as one from whom a great nation would descend. He was also, like David, a king who could lead his people. The very beginning of this gospel, then, recalls the hopes held so high among the oppressed Jewish people. It was during these days of high hopes for a Messiah that a man began to go among the Jewish people and preach about the coming of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest.